Let's go!
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
So you went to City Quay National School.
Yes, yeah, in Dublin City Centre, right down on the quays near Tara Street train station.
Okay.
And I spoke to a selection of students from first and second class. Indy, Reuben, Siddharth, Sam, Katie, Safa, Danny, Lily, Mason and Harley. And I tell you what, they were a great bunch of kids.
Really?
They were full of chat.
What was Lily like? My mum's name is Lily.
Oh, she was a great talker.
Was she?
Oh, right.
They're all the Lilies are great talkers.
A great character, yeah.
So they were great, were they?
They were really great, yeah.
And what did she ask them about?
So the first thing I asked them about was a story that was in the papers last week about campaigners in France who had been calling for employers to give animal owners a day off if their animal died. So obviously it's a very sad occasion.
Member of the family and all that as well. Yeah.
So I asked the children if they felt that this was a fair ask.
Okay.
You probably wouldn't be able to go and work, like, because it'd be too sad. Once they've been at you so long, you actually start to like them, and then once they die, you can't get over it, so you're like, you're probably going to have to get a new pet.
Pets could be a bit messy and a bit, you know, out of hand sometimes, but they're still very cute and, like, cuddly and like that, so I would probably need a day off to just get back to the real world.
It'll be really sad, and if you're going to work you won't really be able to listen because you'll just be thinking of your cat, dog or hamster.
You should get a day off if your pet dies because then you can chill out at home eating like ice cream and crying and get all the water out of your eyes.
You should take a day off because even if, like, you're in the middle of the day and you keep thinking about the cat and someone's telling you to do your work on and on and on, but you keep trying to think about, like, your animal or pet.
If my dog died, I would be really sad and I would really want it to come back, but it won't. It's, like, a part of life.
That's it.
It is a part of life, and it's a sad part. You know, I was glad to hear the kids had a big heart when it came to animals.
Absolutely.
They understood that you do need time.
You do, and I mean, I think the French are right once again.
Totally.
So, because you just wouldn't be yourself, would you?
No,
you're distracted.
You're distracted, like, you wouldn't be doing a good job, and it's not fair to anybody.
Yeah. And as a few of them were saying there, you know, you're asked, you know, about your maths or your spellings or something like that, and you're thinking about your poor cat or your dog
elsewhere.
Or your hamster.
Exactly. The hamster.
Yeah.
Correct.
So anyway, so they're fantastic there in that school in City Quay, National School, Dublin 2, first and second class. Brilliant. Did you ask them something else as well?
I did. So there was a shocking statistic in the paper last week that one in four adults cannot ride a bike. So I asked the kids, but I asked why this might have happened and if they had any tips for adults who wanted to learn.
In the olden days, they didn't have that much toys and everything was really expensive, so maybe their parents did not have money to buy them a bike.
They're probably getting too old too, and I think if they have kids and the adults get the kids a bike, I think the kids should learn them.
Adults are very busy these days, so I don't think they have like that much time to learn how to ride a bike.
Would you have any tips that you'd give to an adult who needs to learn?
Practice makes perfection, and like making you good at like an obstacle or like something that you couldn't believe you can do, but if you work hard on it, like, you can do it.
If they don't hold the bike properly, they would just go wiggly around and then fall off. But if they hold it properly and keep it straight and know how to turn it, they can ride the bike properly.
Well, at first it's a bit hard, but then once you like get used to it, it's like it's all right.
I was riding a bike. I got on my first two wheeler, and I didn't fall the first time.
Did you not?
Yeah, and I never fell.
Wow. So what would you say to any adults who don't know how to cycle a bike?
Just believe in yourself.
Would they need stabilisers?
No.
Would it be funny to see an adult with stabilisers?
Yeah.
Good one, Shauna. Good one.
So some very helpful tips there.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself.
Yeah,
absolutely. And that's the start of it all.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. I've seen a lot of adults riding bikes though these days. You know, on a Sunday morning, up and down the cycle tracks
and
all that.
Maybe a few more need to learn.
Yeah,
you know?
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much to everybody there at City Quay National School. And it was the principal.
Mr. Philip Kelly.
Philip Kelly was
lovely and coordinated the visit. So thank you, Philip.
Thank you very much.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Weekdays from 6 a.m.